Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, it's the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Sing with us now, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. Let's begin this program with a great time of worship and praise.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle. Power of His might.
And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. And we thank you for worshiping with us. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you're inviting someone else to join in with us on the broadcast time. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Psalms 142, beginning with verse 1. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. Praise the Lord. If we cry unto the Lord with our voice, we can make supplication. When our spirit is overwhelmed, He knows our path. And when we're traveling and walking, many have privately laid a snare for us. But remember, He knows the way through the wilderness, and all we have to do is follow. All right, let's take a Joy in the Camp hymnal. Let's turn to page 110. Let's sing together on When You See These Signs. Hallelujah. It's a great song. Yeah.
Soon the Lord will come to take His children from this world of sin. He has given in His words signs that time will surely end. As it was in the days of Noah, it shall be at His return. Men are seeking earthly pleasures, and for Christ there's no concern.
When you see these signs,
lift up your head.
These are the words that Jesus said.
Every word is true.
They can't be wrong. When you see these signs,
lift up your head.
It won't be long.
Many say He is not coming, for the story has grown old. I have heard it since a child, many times it has been told. But I know that He is coming, for the signs are all so clear. Oh, the joy to know the promise, His return is very near.
When you see these signs,
lift up your head.
These are the words that Jesus said.
Every word is true.
They can't be wrong. When you see these signs,
lift up your head.
It won't be long. Hallelujah. Signs are everywhere.
All the signs are pointing daily to His grand and glorious day, when our Lord will come from heaven and He'll take us home to stay. I am ready and I'm waiting, for the time is surely near. I am waiting for trumpet sound, the Lord will then appear.
When you see these signs,
when you see these signs, lift up your head, lift up your head.
These are the words,
these are the words that Jesus said, that Jesus said.
Every word is true,
every word is true.
They can't be wrong,
they can't be wrong.
When you see these signs,
lift up your head,
lift up. When you see these signs,
when you see these signs, lift up your head, lift up your head.
These
are the words that Jesus said, that Jesus said.
Every word is true,
every word is true.
They can't be wrong,
they can't be wrong.
When you see these signs,
lift up your head,
it won't be long. One you hadn't heard for a while, and it's been a while since we've sung it, but it's very true even today. Jesus said, when you see these signs, lift up your head, your redemption draweth near. Praise the Lord today. John 15:5 is our precious promise. He said, I am the vine and you're the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. We try to incorporate and entwine the Word of God with this broadcast several times during this service. We want you to be fed with the Word of God. Let's pray together. Let's just bring our request to the Lord. Father, we thank you today that you are the vine, and Lord, we are the branches. And Lord, for us to have that stream flowing like we need, we have to abide in you and you in us. Therefore, we can bring forth fruit. For Lord, without you, we can do nothing. I want that kind of a commitment. I want that kind of an experience. I want that kind of a lifestyle. I want to be a fruit producer for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I never want to forget the fact that without you, I can do nothing. Heavenly Father, use us today, I pray. Help us all to make a consecration and a dedication and renew our commitment to you, Lord, every day. Lord, so we can be soul winners and fruit bearers. Deal with those that are lost today. May this be the day, Lord, when somebody repents of his or her sin and comes to know you as Savior. Let this ministry touch some heart. Use it some way to convict them, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hallelujah. And we'll give you the contact information at the end. Here's the one that's just simply entitled, Tears Are a Language That God Understands. Hallelujah. Let's continue our time of worship and praise as the Holy Spirit flows through our midst.
Sometimes you wonder why tears come into your eyes and burdens seem to be much more than you can stand. But God God is standing near. He sees your falling tears. Tears are a language God understands.
Oh, sing it now.
God sees the tears of a broken-hearted soul. He sees your tears and hears them when they fall. God weeps along with man. Have not turned out the way that you had planned, but God won't forget you. His promises are true. Tears are
sing it and praise him now.
God sees the tears of a broken-hearted soul. He sees your tears and hears them when they fall. God weeps along
to the Word of God, to the book of Galatians chapter 2, and they glorified God in me. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also. And I went by revelation and communicated unto them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren unaware brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you for worshiping with us. Send any offerings, cards, letters, song requests, prayer requests to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
God sees the tears of a broken hearted.